G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to the Selection Bullet Points podcast in episode 22. And I've got an interesting podcast here for you today, and it's about candidate personality types and the different types of personalities that make it through selection and into a special operations unit. And it's a question I often get asked. A lot of people want to know what type of personality makes it into SF, and they're also, a lot of people can be concerned that they don't fit the typical SF personality type, all right, whatever that is or whatever they think that is, all right. And somebody actually posted about this, about the 16 personality test, which I'll go through soon, which they posted in my Selection Close Facebook group. And if you haven't joined that, by the way, just go to Facebook and search Operator Edge-Selection and request to be added, and I'll chuck you in that group. So I've known about this test for years. I've done it a few times over the years as well. I was actually going to put it in my Indefatigable course, but then I realized it's probably, it's not really needed. But because it came up in my selection group, I decided to, experiment and do a couple of, test on it or experiment. And I'll go through that in a second as well. But in regards to the traditional personality tests and the, I guess, the 16 personality tests, I don't think it, and this is a personal opinion, I don't really think it means a whole lot in regards to the type of person going for SF and, whether that's going to help you or hinder you, depending on what personality type you are, whether it's going to help or hinder you actually get through selection. Because really, there's so many different personality types in special operations. And I know a lot of people think that it's just that one type of person, that aggressive sort of alpha male. And there's certainly a lot of those people in there. But if it was just all of those type of dudes in there, I mean, the unit probably wouldn't work as well as it does. All right. So there really needs to be a balance. And let me tell you, there are a lot of different personality types that make it into SF. And while a lot of them definitely, do sort of fit that one personality type, it certainly doesn't mean that you can't or won't make it if you are not that specific personality type, okay? And I'll go through, what that might be a little bit later. But and you certainly won't be screened before doing selection, okay? So they're not going to, the psychs or whatever, not going to sit there and screen everyone and get you to do this personality test and then say, oh, you don't fit the personality type, you can't do selection, all right? That'd just be silly, and it doesn't happen. So again, it doesn't really matter. And we really want different types of personalities within special operations, all right? We want people that have different upbringings and have had different experiences and, that they bring varying skill sets and ideas into special operations. And it's really why the direct recruiting scheme has worked so well for commandos, because I don't mean work so well as in a lot get through percentage-wise each cohort, but it has opened up commandos to a lot of different personnel, a lot of different people that probably wouldn't have joined the army, probably wouldn't have joined the regular army first. But because they've had this direct recruiting scheme, it is drawn people out from all sort of different walks of life that have gone through the process and made it into commandos. I mean, we had a doctor in there, he was a qualified doctor, he's a practicing doctor. He decided to give that up and come and join commandos, and he did a couple of tours. And you've had, we had a lot of different professionals in there, different white collar workers, obviously a lot of sort of blue collar workers, ex professional sportsmen, and just people from, like I said, all different varying backgrounds and upbringings that really bring, different, like I said, different ideas and different perspectives and different solutions, to solving problems within that environment, within special operations. So it's been really good. So my point with all that is that many different personality types make it into SF, and we need and we want different personality types. All right. But the experiment, because it was posted in my selection group, the experiment that I decided to do was I sent a link to this 16personalities.com to a bunch of my mates, operator mates, and asked them to complete the personality test and then email me the results. Okay. And there's some pretty interesting results, which I'll go through in a minute. But for those that don't know, The 16 personality type test, you can actually go and have a look at it yourself. You would just go to 16personalities.com, and that's with an actual, the number 1 and the number 6 and then personalities.com. And you can do the test for yourself. But when you'll see when you go in there, there are basically 4 main categories, being the analysts, the diplomats, the sentinels, and the explorers. And then, so within those 4 categories, there are 4 subcratic categories or 4 sub-personality types, all right? For example, in the analysis, there's the architect, the logician, commander, and the debater, all right? In the sentinels, there is the logistician, defender, executive, and consul, all right? So in each 4 categories, there's, again, under that 4 personality types, which obviously equals 16. I've done this test a number of times. I remember doing it, years ago as well. And for me, for example, I found some of the questions are a bit ambiguous and pretty tough to answer, really. And, for example, I took a couple of screenshots of them. One of the questions was, do you like to have a to-do list for each day? That kind of question is really depends. It sort of varies from, what I'm trying to achieve and what I'm actually doing at the time. Sometimes I definitely have a to-do list, other times I won't. So sometimes, and I can answer that depending on, what's going on in my life at the moment, what I'm trying to achieve. So I could answer that in the positive or negative. So that's what I mean by some of the questions are a bit ambiguous. One of the other questions was, that I find a little bit ambiguous, is that your mood can change very quickly. And obviously, that just depends on what you're going through at the time, right? And what you might be trying to achieve and how well your life is going at the moment. And it might also depend on the actual situation at the time, of how quickly your mood can change. So again, I could have put agree or disagree. I went with disagree, but again, it could have been the total opposite depending on, like I said, what my mood is at the time. All right. Another one was, you often have a hard time understanding other people's feelings. And, this is a tough one as well, because it depends on your experiences, depends on how old you are, depends on how much you've had to do with people, and what you've learned through experiences over time. So your answer to that can change as well. So these questions are, I find some of them I found quite interesting. Some of them I found very easy to give an answer to, either in the positive or negative, like agree or disagree, and some, I took a bit of time to try and answer. So that's something, I guess, to take into account. And, really your answers can depend on how you're feeling or perceiving yourself at the time as well. How confident you are, how aggressive you're feeling, how your life is going right at that point. Have you, for example, had some good wins or, a few failures, right? How's your confidence levels? And again, your answers may change over time depending on your experiences, age, maturity, job role, all right, etc. And mine has definitely changed over time, okay? So I've done this test recently and I got a result, which I'll go through again. I actually did it twice, did it a day or two later and got the same result. But as I'll talk about in a minute, it's quite different than what I got years ago, okay? And that's purely because of what I'm doing now and my experiences over time. But apparently, the ideal personality type for SF is the commander. And the commander is actually under the analyst category, and it's the third one along, and it's the commander. All right, so that apparently is the ideal SF candidate, and I say apparently because I haven't heard this personally through any psychs, but I think it was in Dan Pronk's book, The Resilient Shield. He talks about it. I haven't read that book, but that's what I'm told. And I find that interesting because, the ideal personality type for SF, I think that would be hard to really narrow down. All right, and like I said, we want all different personality types. And I have seen the majority of the 16 personality types in SF, all right? I wouldn't say I've seen all of them, but I've certainly seen the majority of them. There probably is all of them in SF, all right? And again, that's why SF works so well, and we need that diversification in there with different personality types and people bringing different things to the table. But what I want to go through now is actually share with you the results of the little experiment I did in sending or asking a bunch of my mates, Barre qualified guys, to actually complete this personality test, and then they sent me the results. And what was interesting is that, it's that this is not, the sample size is admittedly not that large, but it was probably enough to get a good indication. And what was interesting is that there was personality types from analysts, from diplomats, and from the sentinels, all right? None from the explorers, which may make sense, but again, there will definitely be some personality types from the explorers category within SF, but from the from the little experiment I did, nobody came from that. The majority, the overwhelming majority, over 90%, actually came from the sentinels category, and it was actually the personality type was the logistician. All right, so most of the operators that did my little experiment came back with logistician, okay? But in saying that, one came through as a consul, so that's under the sentinels category as well. I was actually the executive, all right, which if you haven't read it, that, excellent administrator, unsurpassed at managing people or managing things or people. And what's interesting about that is that I definitely wasn't that a number of years ago, especially when I was younger. And that's, I think, due to my experiences, due to what I do actually now in my job role in my online business and helping guys prepare for selection, that's why I think I've fit that personality right now. But, I've definitely probably grown into that personality type, and I definitely wasn't that personality type when I went for SF. And that's another point to take into account too, which one of my mates, when he sent me his results, he pointed out too that the results, and he, I think he was a logistician as well, he pointed out that his results would be different now than they would when he was going for SF, okay? So, again, something to take into account. But the overwhelming majority of guys that are badged came back with the category of sentinels and the logistician within the sentinels category. But like I said, one came back with a consul. I was the executive, all right? None came through as the defender. But I had some guys came through in the diplomats category and the protagonist. Okay, and I also had one guy came back, his result was in the analyst category and the logician personality type. One thing also to consider is if you go and have a look and you do the test, you'll get given a four-letter code depending on your personality type, and then it'll finish with a dash and an A or a T. And what's interesting about that is that the A stands for aggressive and the T stands for turbulent. All right. So most of the guys that completed my little test came back, like I said, in the sentinels category and the logistician personality type with the A attached to the end of that. So the aggressive type logistician. Again, pretty interesting. But one actually came through as the turbulent type. All right. So again, all different types of personalities that my little experiment came back with. The majority of them were in the sentinels category. The majority of them were logisticians, and the majority of them were the aggressor. Okay. However, I don't want you to be too concerned by that. All right. Like I said, other guys came back with different personality types, and they all made it into SF, and they were all badged. And I'm sure if I had a larger sample size, more guys would be outside that sentinel category as well. And again, if indeed the ideal personality type is in the analyst category and the commander, I didn't have anyone come back with that. So in saying all that, I have a little task for you. What I want you to do is actually go to 16personalities.com. So that's with the number one, the number six, personalities.com, and actually complete the test. I want you to go and do the test, and then I want you to email me the results and a little, a personal analysis of which area you think you might need to develop, if indeed you do, to help get you through selection. Because what you need to understand is you can change and develop in these areas, okay? So, for example, if you do complete the test and it says that, you're more introverted, that you might want to be. You're less assertive than you might want to be. You lack confidence, or that you you allow your emotions to control you better. You can develop in those areas, all right? So, i.e., you can become more assertive, or you can become more extroverted, or more confident, or learn to control your emotions better. I mean, you don't have to become more extroverted. In actual fact, most of the guys especially in the Sentinel category and the logisticians, most of them actually came back with a personality type of introverted. But what I'm saying is that you could do this personality type, and if you feel that you are too introverted, or you want to be more aggressive, or you want to be more confident, or you need to learn how to control your emotions better in order to help possibly get you through selection, you can do that, right? You can develop, you can change over time with some training, especially if you do a good analysis, a personal analysis of who you are and where you think you are right now, and who you need to develop into to possibly help get through selection. So that's what I want you to do. Go to 16personalities.com, do the test, email me the results, and if you like a little analysis of which areas you think you might be lacking in, and the areas that you want to develop, if indeed you do, and then I'll reply, and I'll see if I'll reply and give you some feedback from that. Okay, and you can email me reese@operatoredge.com. But basically, to wrap it up in summary, many different personality types make special operations. All right, so don't be too concerned if you're outside of the perceived norm. So if you do the test and you're outside of the Sentinels category, it doesn't matter, right? Who gives a shit? Doesn't matter. It doesn't really make a lick of difference, because there's many different personality types within special operations, right? NSF needs different personality types to bring different skill sets and different perspectives to the table, right? And your results will change over time depending on your experiences, your job role, your personal growth, etc., etc., right? And you can develop areas that you feel are of concern, right? So again, go do the test, email me your results, and it might take me a while, but I'll get back to you with a bit of feedback. But that's it for this podcast. I hope you got something out of it, and I hope you go do the test, and just out of interest, if nothing else, and email me those results. If you have any questions, just hit me up, reese@operatoredge.com via email. And for those that haven't, make sure you come and join my selection Facebook group, my closed Facebook group. So go and search Operator Edge - Selection on Facebook, and I'll request to be added, and I'll chuck you in there. But thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next podcast. Thanks.